Hello, good evening, everyone. I just want to check in and see if everyone can hear me. Sonia, can I test the microphone with you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. I just wanted to welcome everyone, and we have Shatui. She's a Serpent Clan graduate, and she will be opening with a prayer for us this evening. Shatui, your mic is now live.
Thank you. Again, thank you so much for doing this. I'm going to keep everything kind of short and sweet here tonight. We're just getting over the flu, so kind of get kind of coughing. So just be patient with us, and I'm going to offer a prayer. I'd like to say tonight, grandfather, grandmother, I'd like to offer up prayers of gratitude for all the wonderful things that are still here on this planet during these challenging times. I'd like to say thank you to grandfather, grandmother, for taking good care of each and every one of us, blessing us with good health during these challenging times, blessing us with the wisdom that we need to get us through these challenging times. Grandfather, thank you for our families, our friends, our ministers, all within this program, and all the people on this call tonight who are opening their minds and their hearts to help during these challenging times, to continue the healing that our Mother the Earth will be needing during these challenging times. Bless each and every one of us with the wisdom and voice to do what needs to be done next. Let us all do the next right thing. Aho, Yahweh, Omi, Ipakita, all my relations.
Thank you, Shatui. Shatui is an amazing and beautiful woman, and you're going to hear more from her and some of the wisdom of what she's bringing to the circle tonight. She comes from the Oneida tribe, and Kenny, I want to welcome you too, and he's my brother from down here with our Pomo relatives, and I'm just so thankful and grateful that they, even though they're sick, that they're coming to be with us. I wanted to take a moment to say that before we get started, there is an amazing man. His name was John Trudell, and he was a poet. He was a Santee Dakota activist and performing artist and actor and poet who was born in Omaha, Nebraska, on February the 15th, 1946. So today is his birthday. He died December the 8th, 2015. And he just was a gentleman that picked up his guitar and went and stood in many activist movements to help bring human rights and an understanding for our land and all peoples to us. There was a poem that Greta Motake wrote. It says, "He got a fast horse. Comanche warriors made sure he got their best. Hoofbeats thunder through the time ripple, cracking open the curtains that divide the spirit worlds, casting sparks back our way. Let's gather them up and build fires." And just so you would kind of understand some of how loved he was, because his main message was love yourself and love Mother Earth. And I guess as he was leaving, the last Facebook post he put was, He had it written and asked people after he passed to post this on his Facebook. He said, "My ride showed up. Celebrate love, celebrate life." So I just want to honor this beautiful warrior, this beautiful man of song and spirit, and I'd ask my brother Kenny if he would offer a tribute to him.
Thank you, JT. Well, my name's Ken Cadbourne, I'm the Hill River Rite of Wailaki in Northern California here. It's always an honor to come and be with all the people when we come together. I want to pray that Grandfather watches over all of us as though he watched over John and his family and people that step forward in this lifetime as a spirit, you know, within these bodies that we dwell in. We ask that Grandfather keep us healthy in that way so that we can all follow in his footprints, so that we can carry on his messages that he learned throughout his time here on this earth, We ask Grandfather to give us those blessings and those messages that he can send back to us as he's our ancestor now, and bring those messages to us so that we can share them with our next generation and the generations and generations after that. So all we are walking on this earth together today, we must all hold hands, love each other, and take care of each other and respect.
Oh, thank you. And I guess the universe wanted to acknowledge that these kind of individuals that stand up in the middle of their truth and walk their truth in gentle and good ways. So I have an announcement for some of our water protectors that are exemplifying this same kind of walk. And today, the Pope Francis, seems to be backing the Dakota Pipeline opponents. He's standing, this is what I'm reading from the BBC News, and Pope Francis says the indigenous cultures have a right to defend their ancestral relationship to this earth. He went on to talk about how important it was for all of us to do that and to honor the indigenous wisdom that's here. So I think there's also one on NBC. I've got a couple of links. I didn't want to take up more time than that tonight, but it's a moment of celebration because I know I'm talking with this is Jyoti. Excuse me. I should have introduced myself. I could hear my elders saying, what are you doing? but I just wanted to say that we've been started these calls 2 days after the election with Trump, and people have responded to them so strongly that they wanted us to hold them more regularly so that we could all together circle up in a community. And I'll be going to Colombia next month to meet with the Mamos, and what they're telling us is that we have 9 years before the ending will fall into the beginning. And the beginning will be those people and organizations that have founded themselves on the original principles so that we can start that beginning where we began. So the clock is a bit ticking, but as one of my friends said, we must listen to the negative energy that's flying around out there so we'll stay informed, but we don't need to swim in it. And this is a moment when our truth is being called forth to bring our courage into alignment with our soul's purpose and to be fully who you are, which is unity and peace and love, which are the principles of the fifth world as I have been taught them. So with that all in mind, I want to introduce again Shitui and Kenny. And as I said, they're not feeling well. They've had the flu, but here they are with me. And Loretta Afraid of Bear Cook wanted to be on the call, but she's out in South Dakota, and her cell wasn't working. We tried several times today, her driving up to a hill trying to make it work, but it didn't happen. So I'm sending a big hug and a lot of love to Loretta Afraid Bear Cook, my dear Lakota sister. So Shitui and Kenny, we're going to sit back for a little bit, and thank you again for coming. You always inspire me, and you walk a good way and with gentle feet on the earth, with open hearts, and with really big bear hugs. So can you share with us what we need to know that would help us stay poised in this moment of chaos?
Oh, I'm very honored to do so. What I'd like to do is share with you a very... having trouble with the word, appropriate teaching that comes from my people, and not just my people, but many indigenous cultures look to the sky during these times. So there is a teaching about the Big Dipper, and we use that in our bear way. My husband and I take care of the Northern River Bear Dance up here in Northern California. We take care of the bear medicine. And this is important to us in this time because the bear medicine is part of a huge prophecy that our people said was the final prophecy and the most trying prophecy of all prophecies before this prophecy. This is the prophecy of the time of the bear. This is why our bear dance and our bear medicine is so critical to see the things that are going on now in our world, and now more than ever, it makes sense to my husband and I as we walk this bare medicine path. So I'm going to take you through a little meditation. Think about looking up into the sky and seeing that great big dipper up there. They also call their Ursa Major. We call it the mama bear in the sky. And during these times, she's shaped like a bear. That big mama bear and the little dipper is the little baby bear. This prophecy started in 1987 and it ends in 2039. And our people did not have a word in our language for science. We had a word for prayer, because prayer and science were the same to my people and to all other indigenous people as far as I've been able to tell. So you can actually Google this science part of this that I'm going to share with you now. You want to Google the Big Dipper and its timeline. And you'll be surprised, maybe some of you already know this, that the Big Dipper has not always been shaped like the Big Dipper. And it's not always been shaped like the mama bear. When 1987 came about, the star cluster known as the Big Dipper or the Ursa Major began a change. The positioning of the stars began a change. The stars are always moving in the sky, and the whole, you know, planets and universe is changing and ebbing and flowing and growing at all times. We just don't get to see it until it's 100,000 light years away or something like that, but the Big Dipper looked much different 150,000 years ago. And in 100,000 years from now, it will not look like it does now. And in 2039, when you look up at the Big Dipper, if you take a picture of it in 1987, in 2039, it's going to be slightly different than it was in 1987. So that's just the science part. Our people look to the sky as a map and a guide for how to live our lives. And during this time of 1987 to 2039, it is said that this is the great prophecy of the changing of one thing and the beginning of another. My elder Hatsa used to say, think of it like this, Yutui. Say you knew you were going to be moving to a better house, and they had to tear your old house down before they could build your new house, but it had to be in the same spot. And somehow you had to transition with all of your belongings and all of your lovely things out of your big house or out of your little house into your new house. How would that feel? It would feel confusing, you'd feel uprooted, and you wouldn't know where to hang your hat. So yes, it is very, very confusing, but it's also very powerful because what's coming is even better than what just ended. And during this prophecy, the bear has always taught us, and like my elders always said, we follow the bear in, and we will follow the bear back out. And at the time that that Big Dipper changes, what's actually happening spiritually and it's through our prayer way is that the mama bear is opening up her belly, but the dipper won't be there anymore. It'll change. It will open itself up. So if you ever have a chance, Google it, and it'll show you on there how that Big Dipper is going to look 100,000 years from now. And it even changes, like I said, in 2039. But the point I'm trying to make here is that she opens up her belly, and we all follow her back into her belly, where she keeps us safe until it's time for her to plant the new seed in the new world and for the new children to come in. And everything is clean and new, and everything is fresh and pure once again. So we don't get depressed. I mean, we get a lot of anxiety around it, but we keep holding our bears. We stay close to our bears and follow the nature. And my elders always said, when nature leaves, you know it's time, and soon the belly will open. And you'll have to be in a place where you're paying very close attention to ride that wave and ride that stardust when it, touches down on the earth. You must be so conscious that you can grab that little piece of stardust and go with the flow into that white, clean, new place, which is the place we're all headed. So sometimes it can feel very unsettling, But really, we want to remember that soon the stars will touch the earth, and that is the teaching of the prophecy of the bear, is that she will come down through that stardust and touch put her feet, her paws on the earth, and we will know through that bear doorway that it is time to go to her and go into her belly so she can wrap her big paws around us and keep us safe. So if you keep visualizing that new place that we're all going, it makes it a little easier to tolerate some of this ugly stuff that's going on in the planet right now. So always when you feel overwhelmed and like you don't know what to do, clear your mind, surround yourself in stardust, go outside, lay on the ground, and look up to that big mama bear in the sky and know that there is a greater plan, a bigger plan than anything we could ever wrap our minds around. And we can wrap old Mr. Donald in that stardust too. He needs a healing too. He needs love. You know, he never had any love. That's how you can tell what's going on right now. A lot of people didn't have enough love. So we just keep loving each other and being good to each other. And remember that there's a prophecy going on right now. We're right in the middle of the last prophecy of this time. I think it's a great honor to be here on this planet right now. So I'm going to be quiet for now before I start coughing my face off here. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Shitui. Thank you so much. Kenny?
You want me to follow that one? Okay. Well, again, I'm Kenny. I'm from River Wailaki here on the West Coast. The medicine of this fairway that we walk in, I'm the firekeeper, where I hold the spirit of the fire of the altar that we carry. And it's my job to keep it as clean as I can when people come at all times, keep that flame burning for the people. You know, it's up to us as the walking on this earth in the spirit which lives in our bodies to connect with the spirit of the fire. For all that touches that fire will change. Any badness, any goodness, any of these things that need to be changed, one form or the other, fire touches, it will change it. There's no getting around how that works. So the fire of the medicine between the fire, the eagle that I walk with, the spirit of the eagle, for the firebird, and he flies closest to the sun that way. And I didn't have a choice in the matter. I had to make a decision in my walk of life this time on this earth to, you know, if I wanted to walk that way. And these commitments of this medicine that we walk with is about making a lifetime commitment. Many lifetime commitments, you know, it's hard to wrap your mind around when we make commitments to each other, to, you know, different things, different timelines, different things that we want to do, achieve, that, you know, what does that mean for us? You know, and sometimes, you know, when we get into trouble, we make a commitment, and the old good saying is, you didn't follow through for your commitment. Well, because your heart was not connected to it, you know, that fire, you know, the fire within. So that it's very important, you know, and what I do for myself and my people is to hold that as clean, as pure, so that anybody that comes within the surrounding area of that fire pit, that they could be touched in a very good, honest way for themselves to be able to heal. So the fire, you know, respects all that come. So, you know, as I hold the fire for this bear medicine, and I watch it come and I watch it work, and then we always put it back away at the end of the ceremony so that it can go back and do what it does. We never mix the medicines. You know, the male and the female medicine doesn't mix together. They might be in the same areas close by, but it's very important that we never mix it. Like, as we don't, you know, you watch nature. Nature does not you know, do that. They only come together at certain times. So, you know, it's a hard job, you know, and it's a big commitment that, you know, one makes to this medicine. You know, and lifetime commitment is the time that I commit to it, the time that I leave and go to that other site. You know, that's a lifetime commitment. Not just a weekend or, you know, a month or two or 3 or 4 years. It's the time I take that breath on this earth and the time I take my last one. So commitments are very important. And as I watch, you know, things going on out here with the human race and politics and the commitments that people make, and then they change their commitments and then, oh, I didn't say this or say that. And, you know, those are the things that for myself, I have to stay out of. I can't be political. I have to, you know, take my spot. This is what I do. This is how I walk. And we have a lot of politicians out there, as you all know. And, you know, some of you might even be politicians. But for myself, you know, to protect this medicine, I must stay home, around the fire. You know, that fire walks with me. You know, as I walk with it. And so we're one. And so it's very important, you know, when we do commit to things that we stay with our commitment, or else there are consequences, you know, to everything. And I watch it over and over and over, and I struggle, and it makes me sad with some of even my closest friends, how they struggle in life, how they make their, you know, their beds, and how they got to, you know, struggle through trying to find, you know, what it is for them. You know, even our bear brothers, you know, and our bear sisters, they struggle, you know, and it's the job of this medicine to take care of them too. We are human, you know. So with that, my throat's about ready to take off on me. So, you know, I honor and respect this medicine that my wife walks with, the bear medicine, while I walk with the eagle and the fire. So, yeah, it's an honor to be here with all you people. So, sorry I'm going to cut this short, but I have to shut up right now. Thank you. Aho.
Oh, thank you, Kenny. You and I just want to take a moment for all of us to just maybe send some love and healing energy towards these two beautiful, amazing warriors for life. They might feel better. Can use that energy any way they want to.
Thank you. Yoki, can I express my gratitude to yourself and to those of you who are putting together these calls? It's very, very important, and I hope these calls continue, and I hope they grow and get huge, big, hundreds and hundreds of people. I pray, because I think, Jyoti, this is a fantastic tool.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing the way to sit down and visualize things. I hadn't heard that that prophecy before, so it really touched my heart. And it made me reflect on one of my dear friends, Lawrence Bloom. He says we're at the beginning of the change of an age, and we're ending a time of an age of change.
Mm.
And I thought that just kind of, that's what you just told us all about. So thank you for being here. And even when you're not feeling so good, that's that committed place that Kenny's talking about, and the one that's really shaking us all, because every single one, I'm sure, that's on this call knows who they are and knows their heart and knows where they want to stand. And it do, as has been exemplified by the Water Protectors, to stand in prayer and to walk with all things sacred, to be the peace that we've been praying for so long. So with that, I want to open it up for their others to be able to share. So Haneo, you're going to help drive this part of it. So please do open your hearts and let your heart speak.
Okay, so for anyone who has a question or would like to speak, just push number one on your keypad, and that'll put your hand up. And then, Jyoti, I just wanted to check in about the message around Standing Rock. Did you have another message you wanted to relay? Or
I just sent out I just sent out some flyers that are bringing you, everybody up to date on Standing Rock. Please hold prayers on February the 22nd. That's the word I'm getting, is that that's the day the military is going to come in. I do know that they are trying to change the laws out in the Dakotas so that protesters will be, when arrested, will be charged with a felony. So this is a whole nother break of our Constitution that that we've got to stand strong with. There are over 15, this was a couple of days ago, there were over 1,500 veterans that were there and coming from all parts of the United States to stand strong with our water protectors. I have been told too, so please keep prayers of safety around them all. There are women and children at the camp. This was a third party statement, so I don't want to pass fake news. But I think they've been said, if people get in your way, just run over them. So which says to me, whether they mean that literal or not, that they're going in a strong way. There is a camp meant by Grandmother LaDonna. She's moving a camp to her 40 acres reservation where the prayer will continue to go on for the next generations. I'm sending out information from her group, which is called Withstands with Wolves. And I'm also sending information out from the Lakota Law Project, where Chase Iron Eyes has been sending videos through, and they're trying to raise money for funds for the ones that have been arrested and will be arrested. So this is that moment that they are showing us, this is what I came to do, and I'm going to stand here for my children. I'm going to stand here for the earth. I'm going to stand here for our waters. I'm going to stand here for love and unity and peace amongst all people. This news about the Pope just came out. I'm going to send it because there seems to be no news going out right now. There's been gag orders everywhere. So I'm going to send it to some people that I think can get past all that and get this ripple moving out too, that Pope Francis has endorsed what they are doing. So with that, I want to open it up to people's hearts to share. These are some of the, when we met with the Dalai Lama, he said, it's important to pray, but you must put your prayer with your action. And so these are actions now.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And so, yes, just press one on your keypad if there's anything that you wanted to share. And while we're waiting for the hands to go up, I just wanted to bring the message from Grandma Amma, who's holding puja today at the village, at her village in just north of Kathmandu. She's having a large puja prayer ceremony for the earth, she's added all the names of the CSS community and the people of the United States and for our Mother Earth. There's a series of pujas that are happening. The next one is for the recently deceased this week. So if anyone wants to add your names of your relatives and family, friends, and relatives, you can send in if you would like to send in a contribution or a donation to her, we'll have something up by the end of the day. You can send you can send in your family requests or the names of the deceased into the css.hanioerza@gmail.com. I can collect those for her. And thank you very much. We have a message from the Rinpoche, reminds us, if we see how big our fears are and we are also reminded how strong our minds are, we are warriors that can transmute anything. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Oh.
And we have Skybird. We have your mic live.
Well, hello. I wanted to get in early this time because last time I didn't have a chance to express my gratitude for you, Jyoti, and Chitui and Kenny. So grateful that you're on and sharing. And just feel so good to connect up with this lovely community and to put our hearts mm-hmm. together and to recognize that the power of love is far greater than the power of fear. And we can hold ourselves in that love.
Mm.
And just want to say how much I miss all of you, and I'm so grateful we're doing these calls so we can keep connected and sending my love out to all of you, Jyoti and Eileen, Sonia, and all my sisters and brothers. You are my family, and I love you dearly. And I miss working with you.
Well, thank you, Skybird. It's good to hear you.
Yeah. And my love to Loretta as well when you talk to her. And our prayers go down with you to our relatives in Colombia. It's always good to hear their teachings and connect up with them as well. They hold a really important part in this process.
Oh,
absolutely. Maybe when I get back, I can have another call and share what the directions from the earth from there will be coming to us. I'm sure we will have a lot of that handed to us in the 4 days of ceremony I'll be with them.
Yeah, please do that. Thank you. Oh.
Thank you. Oh.
Mm. Yes. So, anybody who's ready, you can press number one on the keypad. We have Valerie. Your mic is live.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for being on this call. Thank you, Chitui and Kenny, for sharing a beautiful story. And, you know, it really touches my heart. It's coming together today, and I think that coming together is the best thing. And thank you, Jyoti.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make a prayer request that that we have an elder visiting Sonoma County from Standing Rock, and he
mm-hmm.
was poisoned, and
mm-hmm.
he has been connected to our community as a holy man to get healing, and I just want to ask for extra protection for those, and for those to be brought to the light and be held accountable for this poisoning that's happening. And people are showing up with the dapple cough for the water protectors and elders and children. And just extra prayers that it be brought to the light and they can find healing and strength and stay balanced with all the chaos. And just ask for extra prayers for all those being affected by the chemicals and in their health.
Wow. Valerie, can I ask you a question? This is Chitui.
Yeah.
Is this an 80-year-old elder?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We invited him up here Saturday. You're also welcome to join us. We're going to be having a healing sweat for any of the people that were harmed, and the Bear Brothers are going to be doctoring on whoever needs the the help from being over there at Standing Rock. I got a call this morning from Beth.
Okay. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you what his name is.
His name is,
You could text
his name. He's a Grand Chief Wo-Blaza, is a holy man and a wisdom keeper of the indigenous peoples, a Lakota Dakota elder whose spiritual name means identifies as the one who seeks the knowledge of life, or one looking for understanding. He has traveled across the Americas for 30 years, gathering stories, songs, and dances from the elders of many tribes. Now he shares. Well, he was, it's W-O-A-B-L-E-Z-A. And I can send you some.
Yeah, just send it to me. I'd appreciate it.
I will. And that's the beauty that touches my heart, as he's been brought here and to you, that beautiful bear medicine. I'm so humbled, and he's going to come here tomorrow morning at 9:30 so I can give him Reiki. But just to hold all those that have been affected, and that this be brought to the light, be held accountable, and they can find healing like this, all of them. Aho, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Valerie. I can feel someone's heart's got an inspiration cooking in it. Want to share?
We have Sandra Chestnut. Your mic is live.
Oh, oh my gosh. Hello, everybody. I just wanted to first thank Jody and Hanayo and Shatui and Kenny and Shatui. Oh my gosh, my hugs go out to you. I haven't seen you for such a long time. Coming together like this brings me strength, and I pray that everyone feels, you know, that being together like this brings us strength. I too walk with bear medicine, and I just wanted to share a little teaching that I walk with every single day. It's something that just keeps me going, and that is this: we do not have to learn courage, for it is part of who we already are. We only have to unlearn fear. So that's my that's what I want to share with everybody tonight. So may the blessings pour out upon you all. Aho.
Oh.
Aho.
Thank you. And we have Lisa Sterling. Your mic is now live.
Hello, good evening. Thank you so much for this beautiful call. And Jyoti, as you spoke the words, and as I listened to you, Valerie, and Shatui, and Kenny, what came to me, the inspiration that came to me, or the knowing of what my next right step is to do here, is to find out how the best ways to move forward with connecting in the indigenous mind people, who the people in my circle here who represent, you know, the Coast Salish people up here, but we also have community members around the world. And if we can join prayers in this way, it would be very healing and powerful, I believe. So whatever the best way is, if I just carry that through, or if there's a way to get some people on an email list or call list, then whatever feels right, just let me know and I will carry it that way.
Ooh, thank you, Lisa.
And does anyone else have, just hit one on your keypad? Can hear your voice in the circle. And we have Rita, Carmen, your mic is live.
Thank you. I too would like to express my appreciation for this continuing opportunity for us to gather with this technology from our hearts on these calls. It's wonderful to hear individual voices, the sounds of one another. Of course, our strong and healing words. The image of fire and light, stardust, sparks, and glowing embers that are warming up our hearts and spreading out, radiating out, is a blessing for me as well as for, I'm sure, everyone who is able to be here at this time on this call, and for those of our companions who we will share it with times to come. So thank you again. Just mostly saying thanks, and you're warming me up on a rainy evening in the Northwest. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we have time for another. If you'd like to speak, just press one on your keypad. And we have Shauna, your mic is live.
Hi, this is Shauna. First time on this call, and I just want to express gratitude for the call and for the beautiful prophecy that was shared, and just the words of encouragement from everyone, and especially to be able to connect in a bigger way with what's happening at Standing Rock. That feels really good to my heart and soul to be able to connect so that I know how to say prayer and to be there for that. I did have a good dream I might want to pass on. I don't know if it's okay to do that. Just a little short.
Oh, please.
Thing. Okay. This was on Inauguration Day. I had the dream in the morning, and I was just going to spend the day, in meditation and gratitude for being connected to the Indigenous people to lead me through this time. Anyways, the morning of inauguration, I had a dream that I was somewhere in a hotel lobby or lodge somewhere, and there was a man, a Native American man, at a table, like an MC kind of guy, and he was like a local from Standing Rock area, and it was like, you know, the MC out at Standing Rock, and he was getting ready to introduce some performers and just talking, and he was saying things like, for all your Standing Rock news, tune in here. And the thing that was so beautiful was his calm presence. He just was in this neutral, calm space inside of himself of trust and positivity, and that things were going to be all right. And I felt that I was given that dream so that I would know that that's the space I need to hold within myself. And he did say, he said, something good is going to happen in about 4 months. So who knows if he meant something there or something in my life, but I thought I would just pass that on. And when I'm feeling like I'm having a hard time with whatever the news or whatever, then I think about this beautiful MC man, and who was MC means master of ceremony. So I wanted to share that. And he was wearing a blue shirt, which to me was maybe from Spirit Realm. I don't know. So thank you. And we put back together.
Chitui, do you want to speak to the dream at all?
Oh, that dream is awesome. You know, I do want to speak to that because I'll tell you, this is really important. People's dreams right now are important. We sometimes dream for ourselves, but more and more in these times, in this great time of this particular prophecy, our dreams are for all the people. So there are aspects of the dream that are for yourself, but it is important when you have dreams like this to share it with the people and share it with as many people as you can. Because we believe that's how we get the real messages, the clean messages, the ones that don't have all the alternative facts, if you will, mixed in with them. So that's a very important dream. I'm very grateful to you for sharing it. It gives me some perspective on some of the things that I've been dreaming about and seeing also. So I think you're on the right course here. That was a fantastic dream. I also would invite you to start journaling your dreams. There are dreamers on this planet right now that are dreaming the information that we're going to need to get through these hard times. So I just invite you to start journaling. And I don't know if you know what mugwort is. Yeah, if you have it in your area, get some and put it under your pillow and ask for more dreams like that so that you can be a facilitate and help with through those dream times. So thank you so much for sharing the dream.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. We have Judy Lay. Your mic is live.
Good evening, everybody. I'm feeling quite tender hearing these some of my beloveds here on this call. And Kenny and Chitui, thank you from, I just thank you so deeply for being willing to come on while you're feeling so sick and recovering from that flu, I'm sure. Jyoti, thank you for holding this with us as well. And I was released from 6 weeks in a rehab center for a bone infection from broken ankle that occurred 3 months ago. And while I was in that facility, I prayed to be shown what this was about for me. And I'm speaking into this circle because this is such a beautiful time to share what's coming to us in this time of great acceleration and change, massive changes. And there was just this 3 a.m. wake up, and there was this very strong, firm voice that said, stop separating yourself from anything that looks outside of you. That stop averting your eyes from things you don't want to see and step up and do what you can do. We can't do it all, but to step up and step in and do what we can do. And I knew as I was, you know, in that very vulnerable place of physically healing from a lot of pain, that what I could do was pray and to send my support in prayer, and especially if I could in other ways, to those people who are standing on the front line. And I just want to thank you for allowing this sharing to occur. and remind everyone that there is always, always something that we can do to add to the prayer of unity and peace, and support those who are laying their lives on the line for this too, in many ways, in many places around the globe. So I just wanted to offer that, and such great love I feel for all of you. Aho.
Oh, thank you, Judy, and love right back to you, honoring you as an elder in community, and many prayers have been coming your way, and I just want you to feel stronger and better, because you are a jewel for many, many people.
Thank you. I am. Thank you.
I wanted to take a moment and read the 10, it's called the 10 Native American Commandments. Number one, treat the earth and all that dwell thereon with respect. Number two, remain close to the Great Spirit in all that you do. Three, show great respect for your fellow beings, especially respect yourself. Four, work together for the benefit of all mankind, womankind, childkind, humankind. Give assistance and kindness wherever needed. Six, do what you know to be right, but be careful not to fall into self-righteousness. Number seven, look after the well-being of mind and body. Eight, dedicate a share of your efforts to the greater good. Nine, be truthful and honest at all times, especially be truthful and honest with yourself. And 10, take full responsibility for your actions.
Wow.
So I think I would like to see if there's someone's heart or voice that's really needing to be heard tonight. I know we were a little late getting started, so excuse me, we were having some technical challenges, but you know, everything, no accidents happened, so we persevered, and Haneo really was able to ground the call so that we could break through that challenge and make it into your living rooms tonight, so we could all circle up this way around that bright fire that Kenny shared with us. So is there anybody else that would like to share before we close for the evening? And I've asked Arlene to sing a song to close with. And so is there anyone else?
Yes, we have one hand up. Silvana?
Okay.
Your mic is live.
Oh, I'm sorry, I take it off mute. I didn't think I was going to get in. I don't know if it's appropriate, but I thought I would share this. Keeps me strong. It was shared with me by a grandmother elder that I was in circle with for a long time, of grandmothers, and she's also a water protector. And the author, it's called Being Trees, and the author is unknown. So I thought I would share it with you. What if we were trees in a forest with our roots digging deep, branches swaying up and down to our leaf clapping beak? What if we were trees, in each a constant state of growth, never pausing, never rushing, just as steady as she goes? What if we were trees, independent and dependent? As much as we are single, many bodies we are blended. What if we were trees, never know when we would die, not a limit nor ambition, but a constant living high? What if we were trees, just as high as we are low, reaching up into the stars, reaching down into the unknown? What if we were trees, never fight or steal or harm? With our life, we make a space. With our death, another's born. What if we were trees, every age a new adventure, from the sapling to the relic, every moment is essential? What if we were trees, in a forest on earth, not the two-legged things, taking knowing, not its worth. What if we were trees? I think we should be trees. I think we should be trees. Now it's us, our turn. Many nations with our roots digging deep, banners swaying up and down to our strong hearts beat. I think we should be trees, in each a constant state of growth, never fearing waste or racing, just as steady as she goes. I think we should be trees, independent and dependent. As much as we are single, many nations we are blended. I think we should be trees, never worry when we'll die, not a limit nor desire, but a constant living high. I think we should be trees. I think we should be trees, gone as high as we gone low, reaching up into the stars, reaching down into our soul. I think we should be trees, never fight or steal or harm. With our life we make us peace, with our death stories born. I think we should be trees, every age a new adventure, from the infant to the elder, every moment is essential. I think we should be trees. Many nations on earth find two-legged trees.
Good one. Thank you so much, and what a beautiful way for us to close. So I'm going to turn this over now to Darlene Hunter, who is going to grace us with a holy song. And as she sings this, let it touch John Trudell and his family and what rippled out from him and is still moving across this land. And with that kind of wisdom and courage, may it touch all our water protectors and those that are standing in such ways like these two-legged trees that we just heard about, reaching deep into their souls. So thank you so much, Darlene. I hope. That was beautiful. Thank you. And thank you, Sis, Brother Kenny and Shutui. Thank you so much for being on the call and sharing the wisdom that we've heard tonight. And Jyoti asked me to sing the song, and I just want to honor Sister Loretta that way. This is a Lakota Sioux song. It's about life. We've sung it before. And I'm remembering that when we were in Colombia last time, that I was there with Jyoti and Loretta and Bethany. I sang this song going up the last mountain, and the sun was coming up. We had to leave really early in the morning to get back, walk down home, and appreciated having her language be touched that way there. So I want to bring her in this way too and sing this Lakota Sioux song. So thank you, Jyoti, and for all on the call, and blessings, and thank you for each and every one of you for showing up and being, as in the Buddhist tradition, the Shambhala warriors. You know, we don't know why we're called, we don't even know that we are, but here we are, and we're all showing up, and together we can make a difference. So thank you. Ina hey yay yay, ina hey yay yay, ha te yay yay, ha te yay. Walk me ay ay ay, hechi ay ay ay, oh we know he ina hey nay, hechi ay ay ay, nini tacha yay yay, no yo no yo 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 no yo. Hechi ay ay ay, nini tacha yay yay, no yo no, he ina hey nay yo way. He and I, hey, 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 he and I, hey, 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 ha, hey, 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 ha, hey, hey. Walk me, ah, yeah, yeah, hechi, ah, yeah, yeah, yo, we know, he and I, hey, nay, hechi, ah, yeah, yeah, nini, tacha, yeah, yeah, no, yo, I know, yo, 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 I know, yo. Hechi, ah, yeah, yeah, nini, tacha, yeah, yeah, no, yo, I know.
Beautiful.
Thank you, one and all. And if you want these to still continue, do give us your feedback and let us know. We're wanting to circle up as you are requesting that. In the meantime, know we carry you in our hearts and our prayers. walk gently, love yourself, turn around and love someone else. Well, thank you for helping to make this possible tonight, Kenny and Shitui. Thank you. Your wisdom is inspiring as always. I love you both so, so much. And Marjean, who was helping set this up, and Valerie and others, that I don't want to leave anybody out. And especially thank you to each and sharing in this way. I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
Joe.
Good
night.
Love you.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Yahweh. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.